we surveyed him on about 500 movies, you know, the top 100 box office hits that had been released for the each of the 5 years prior to the 2003 survey, and asked them about the movies they'd seen. We content coded them for alcohol use and looked at whether seeing alcohol in the movies predicted future behavior. And so we were interested in the never drinkers, whether it predicted trying drinking, and among the drinkers, whether it predicted moving on to binge drinking. And we found that, you know, all else being equal, all the other factors that we looked at was parent alcohol use, whether they get alcohol at home, whether the friends used alcohol. There's a whole bunch of other risk factors for drinking that we looked at. All else being equal, the kids with high exposure to movie alcohol were about twice as likely to try drinking and almost twice as likely to progress to binge drinking.
Tell me about that part, the binge drinking.
It's worrisome if a kid that's 10 tries drinking. It's worrisome if a kid's 14 tries drinking, but we're not as worried about trying drinking as we are about binge drinking, which is drinking five or more drinks in a setting. It's binge drinking that lands kids in the emergency room with alcohol poisoning, and it's binge drinking that causes them, once they drive, to end up in car accidents and kills them. You know, binge drinking kills about 3,000 kids a year in the United States. What we found was that, you know, conditioning them with a lot of movie alcohol was as likely to cause them to transition to binge drinking as it was to cause them to start drinking.
I'm reading here, it says over the 2 years of the survey, the number of teenagers who had started drinking rose from 11% to 25%. The number of teens who began binge drinking tripled from 4% to 13%. How do we know that wouldn't have happened regardless of their movie watching?
Because once we have the model fit, we know how everything figured into their drinking. We know how their friends drinking figured into their drinking and their parent drinking figured into it. You know, all these risk factors figure into it. So once we have the model fit, we can play this game. We can say, well, let's just get rid of the movie alcohol exposure and see how it affects the outcome. And we get rid of the movie alcohol exposure, leave everything else the same. It'll reduce the drinking onset by about 28% and the binge drinking by about 20%.
How prevalent is alcohol? It's more than just people drinking in these films, right?
The movies that we looked at, about 85% of them have some sort of alcohol use in them. And the other part to know when it comes to movies is that it's not really accounted for in the rating system. There's not much drinking in G-rated movies, but if you look at PG-13 movies, for example, there's as much drinking in those movies as there is in R-rated movies. So the Motion Picture Association really isn't figuring alcohol in any serious way into the rating system. So then the final thing to realize about movies is that alcohol companies are paying to have their brands put into movies. So that's why you see Budweiser and Heineken and all these highly advertised brands frequently in movies. So you've got the association between the drinking and the brand. But the other part about that is because they're paying big money to have these brands placed in the movies, the producers are looking for ways to inject more alcohol use into the movies so that they can get the money from the alcohol companies to help defer the costs of making the movie.